sit out and watch?
Yeah, it's not easy. Be on the sidelines and, you know, watching your guys, you know, kind of do their deal out there.
Does it feel like you never left? You know, is it easy to jump back into things here?
Yeah, in a way it is. Like, I mean, it's the same core group of guys, same, you know, same philosophies, everything like that. So, you know, coming back is just like being back at home.
How hard was it to watch them win it all last year when you were away?
Yeah, it wasn't the easiest thing in the world, but we're here now, and I'm just happy to be back.
Dan, how about coming back and on special teams now working with Joe as the head special teams coach as opposed to Scott in the past?
A lot of things are similar, but, you know, Joe puts his own spin on things, and he's doing a great job. So I'm excited to get back on the field and work with him. And, you know, so far, so good. It's been good.
What about your year away? What maybe did you learn the most about either yourself or this game or anything?
You know, in the year away, I just take a lot in about everything. You know, every year you get older, you learn how to take better care of your body and learn that nutrition plays a key factor in all that. And, you know, just recovery and just learn so you don't ever have to go through, you know, these kind of things again and these little moguls in your career.
Did having the knee injury earlier when you were here help you at all in overcoming this latest injury?
Yeah, absolutely. You just kind of learn mentally how to get through it and, you know, just be ready and when your name's called for the next time you're up. And so, you know, I practiced yesterday and I'm feeling good and we'll just kind of see day by day how it goes, and there's no promises in this world, and I'm just trying to earn a spot on the team just like everybody else is. And obviously I understand that I don't want anything handed to me and got to go out there and earn it.
Taking care of yourself, make sure you rehab properly, that you, when you do return, you're back at full strength.
Well, you know, I don't think that anybody would put me back out there unless they're comfortable, and I'm comfortable with, you know, the fact that I am at full strength and that I am balanced out and, you know, healthy. And on top of that, just everyday activities, you just kind of learn from guys that have been around, you know, like guys like Tom and even Julian and, you know, older guys that kind of understand how to take care of your body. So you just, you know, take little side notes here and there, and you just maintain and take good care of your body as best as possible. You know, three ACLs, and I was kind of just mentally over it. And then the cool thing about this team and this organization is, you know, I came back here when they were in playoffs. I was out of playoffs, obviously. And, you know, talked to a lot of the guys, a lot of the, like Ninkovich and Mayo and these guys, you know, and Tom and these guys that have been around and been you know, around for me, and you know, just kind of just remind you that, you know, why not come back? You know, I still got a lot left in me, and thank God they did that and talked me into it, because now I am here with my brothers again, and you know, it's been a terrible year away. Like, I'm not gonna lie, I'm just excited to be back and be a part of things again, and eager to get back on the field.
Has the linebacker room changed much or at all since you were away?
No, we still got the same comedians, same jokesters, you know, and it's cool. We got a good thing going.
So I just wanted to be clear about your last answer. You said you were thinking about not coming back, and you're...
I think everybody kind of goes through that. You know, when you get... I'm 29 now, and everybody kind of goes through that, you know, when you get injured, and you kind of... first couple weeks, you don't know where you stand, and... So, yeah, I was, you know, definitely back and forth with it. But once I really geared up and, you know, kind of set my mind to it, I've been gung-ho and haven't looked back one instant
since. And was it encouragement from your teammates that helped you decide to do that again?
Yeah, I mean, definitely my teammates here, my former teammates now, and probably my mom, too. My mom doesn't take no for an answer, so.
Your mom encouraged you to come back?
Yeah, my mom said, yeah. She's crazy like that. She just, I told her, I think, I said, hey, I don't know, I'm just debating retiring. I don't know, you know, what kind of we're thinking. She said, no, you're not. I said, no, I'm not then. You know, all right, I'll take it from there.
How long do you think it'll take before you feel comfortable back on the field and you don't have that worry in the back of your mind that something will happen again?
I'm just day by day. You know, I feel really comfortable right now. So, you know, it's just day by day, and I think every day I get more and more comfortable, and I've been training for this, so it's not like I'm at that point where I, you know, I'm uncomfortable anymore. I feel good out there, so now it's just, you know, making sure I can earn a spot.
A lot of guys feel that they're going to get stronger after ACL surgeries. Do you feel that way, that you almost are stronger after?
I feel like I'm pretty strong. I mean, I don't know where I stand compared to before, but I feel like I'm pretty strong.
LaFell was telling us a week or two ago that, you know, he knew he wouldn't be ready for week one based on his injury, but he felt like he'd be ready even before his window closed for PUP. Do you get that sense as well, that you sort of had an idea in your head when you might be ready to, at least, because we've seen you running, obviously,
uh-huh,
out of practice.
Uh-huh. So. I train as hard as I possibly can train every day, and what I feel really doesn't matter, I guess, in the end of it. It's just, I've been feeling pretty good, and just my name is called yesterday to start practicing, and we'll just see from there. Cool.
Thank you, Dan.